What's the at the core of that? What do you think is at the core of what you see as a lack of willingness to engage?
I mean, that's his personality. That's that Hawaiian chill out personality. And that's also he ain't got the same kind of ethos, pathos, pain, hurt, and agony that black people have had. I'm not saying he's not black. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying he ain't truly black. He is. Blacker than a lot of black people I know. But he didn't have that existential misery growing up in the same way. He doesn't have the same anger necessarily that black people have. That we are outraged by this stuff. He didn't feel it in his gut the same way. I'm not saying he ain't black. He's blacker than black. I've known Obama since 92. One of the blackest dudes I know. But what I'm saying is that your being black ain't got nothing to do with the kind of blackness and the kind of experience that you had and endured. And so you don't feel driven to speak out. You're not LeBron James, who said, I'm going to represent for my neighborhood where I came from, regardless of all the cash I got. And it's time to put the fire under Obama, too. You out of office now. All the Negro excuses made for you while you were in office to for us to say, wait till the second term, he gonna do something. Wait till the last half of the second term, he gonna do something. What'd he do? And I'm saying, finally got on to criminal justice reform. Okay, and I'm saying this out of a love for Obama. I know there's some Negro bots out there. There's some Obama bots who can't hear nothing. They just as bad. Let me tell you what, Obama bots are just as bad as these Trump supporters who can't hear criticism. Mm-hmm. If it's your guy, be willing to say, you know what, I love him. I'm going to ride with him, ride or die. But there's some stuff he could have done better.